Welcome to Stingrays Radio. I'm Matthew Simons, and I'm joined here today by Ben Bounce, our very own star goalie. Last weekend wasn't the best of weekends for the Stingrays. For yourself, though, I'm guessing it was a weekend of mixed feelings as you were awarded Man of the Match on Sunday night in our game against the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, it's not nice. You lose two games, you never want to lose both games. We're focused on getting 2 points out of that weekend, obviously, and that didn't happen, but yeah, we're tough game Saturday, tough game Sunday, but like you say, put in a decent performance Sunday and got a man at match, but obviously you'd rather have that win than a man at match any day.
You've also recently enjoyed a fantastic 4-point weekend that saw you lead the team to a 4-3 shootout victory over the Clan on what was also your 100th EIHL appearance. Was that a great way to mark the occasion?
Yeah, that's probably, I'd probably stand out this season as one of the most memorable ones. Obviously, got an assist, then obviously we had that bit of controversy with their third goal and that 10-minute penalty, and then to win on their in a shootout, I mean, it's always great when you win in a shootout, and you, as a goalie, if you save that last shot, then it's pretty special.
So it must have been a real icing on top of the cake moment the next night when you again helped secure a 4-3 shootout win over the Capitals.
Yeah, that were when it went into OT, I mean, obviously they equalised pretty late on, then it went into OT and thinking, oh my god, is it going to go into shootout again? And then it does, and we went up 2-0, and then I conceded the next two penalty shots they took, so they pulled it back, and I think it went round onto like the eighth round, and finally, obviously, I think it allows you to score, and then I made a save, so that were more relief than all else, to be honest.
After last Saturday's game here against Coventry, there's a little controversy around some of the fans' response to you personally. So was it a great lift to then hear and see the fans come back against that negativity and really rally behind you and the team in Nottingham on Sunday night?
Yeah, I mean, I've always said, like, we have great fans here, and obviously what happens Saturday, it happens, and I mean, it's sport, it's part of your job, you just have to get on with it and deal with it and come back next day, and we did, and fans stuck behind us again. All we can ask is that they keep coming, they keep getting behind us, just like they did against Dundee in that game a few weeks ago. And without them, I don't think we'd have pulled it back in that third period. So if they keep that up, then they'll be in for a good rest of the season.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much.